In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, we have the rare privilege of having a parable explained from our Lord's own lips. But I think we stop short in this explanation. He actually goes on further to say some things immediately following his explanation that are still part of the explanation of the parable. People perhaps think it's another parable. And it is, but it's explaining the previous one, just as he explained with his explanation about what the various types of ground are. Let's summarize quickly this parable so that we can understand what the Lord is really trying to get at, okay? What the thrust of it is. So he says a sower goes out to sow, and of course the sower is God, and the seed is the Word of God, and it falls upon ground, and ground is the souls of men. And there's different kinds of souls that receive the Word in different ways. The hard ground, the way, the pathway, the wayside is what it's called, is hard and packed. So, of course, the seed never penetrates it. Those are people that never even really significantly hear the Word of God at all and never accept it. Then there are those that are on the rocky ground. And the rocky ground is shallow. And so seed will spring up, but as soon as there is drought, the seed withers away. And then that's describing people that don't have patience, that don't have endurance. Then there are the people that are the ground with the thorns or the weeds. And as the seed springs up, the weeds choke it out so that it does not bear fruit. Those are people with cares in life that are not according to the gospel, that are not according to the commandments, riches and desires about things just in this material life. And then there is the good ground, and that seed will bear fruit 100-fold. And of course, we all should want to be the good ground. And what is this good ground? The Lord really explains it, as usual, not absolutely clearly, but in a way, for those who have ears to hear can hear, in the parable and the explanation of the parable. So here are some things that we must do to be good ground according to the explanation of the parable, which of course includes this part also that we did not read. And no one having lit a lamp covereth it with a vessel or putteth it under a bed, but placeth it upon a lampstand, that they may enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret which shall not become manifest, nor hidden that shall not be known and come to light. Be taking heed then how ye hear. For whosoever hath, it shall be given to him, and whoever hath not, even what he seemeth to have, shall be taken away from him. As I said, this follows immediately the explanation about the parable that the Lord gave, which basically I more or less just summarized. Now there's instruction in the explanation and in the parable itself to tell us how we should live to be good ground. What is good ground? Good ground has the seed of the Word of God and bears it, and it grows to maturity, which means we grow to holiness. This is the purpose of our life, to become holy. This is what we must do. And our souls must take in the Word of God, the seed, and must react to it. Just like a plant reacts to moisture and to sunlight and grows. So we are too. This is the purpose of our life. This is another way, I suppose, of describing the process of salvation. When we take the seed into our good ground, our soul, and we grow, and we become holy. Here are some instructions. First of all, the Lord repeats twice about hearing properly. It must be important. Remember, when the Scripture repeats something, it's important. And here he talks about having ears to hear and hearing correctly, being careful how we hear, twice. So it's important. How do you hear? Of course, we hear with our ears, but we also hear with our soul. We have to be attentive to the things of God. This life is filled with vast spaces and then moments of incredible importance. For a saint, for a holy one, there are no spaces anymore. For us, there's spaces. We had a bad day, we kind of felt lazy, we didn't do much today, nothing happened. We have those kinds of things happen to us all the time. Lots of space when nothing really appreciably important happens. But for the saints, every moment is important. So you must cultivate hearing and listening and seeing what is it what is it that you want the Lord, that the Lord wants you to do that moment. It's always evident. It's just we don't often see it. Now perhaps that's not a very easy to follow instruction. There's not a lot of help in how are you going to be careful how you hear. Well, that is where the Holy Spirit helps us. But you must have the motivation that this life is temporary. Everything in this life is going to go away. Nothing in this life that is going to go away is important. Nothing. Therefore, you're focused on what it is that it's important. On the spiritual things that are important. Then you'll be listening. And then you will hear. Because the Lord will enlighten you. He talks about the people on the rock. That the seed falls upon their souls and their rocky souls. Well, they're not patient. So obviously, we must have patience. He says it twice. First about the rock, where he doesn't explain that it's about patience. And then he says at the end of the parable that the good ground are they which after they hear the word of God with a noble and good heart, held fast and bore fruit in patience. Patience is really hard. Because there's long periods of time where we don't see much change. Things are not as we want them to be. This is by the Lord's allowance. For reasons that we don't understand. Patience is easier if we are listening. Because then we'll hear things. Then the Lord will enlighten us. Even if they're only in small ways, small consolations that make us realize we're on the right path. And the other paths are paths to nowhere. He also talks about the people that are the thorny ground. And of course those are, he explains it partially, the riches and cares of life. If you value what's in this life, I don't know how you can be saved. Because this life is not about, the temporary things about in this life are not about Christ. They are of the world. You must use the things in the world to honor God, to follow His commandments. Riches trap many people. And let's face it, no matter what, how we're doing, no matter if we have a bunch of pink bills at home or not, we're rich. We eat well. We have a roof over our heads. We have air conditioning in the summer. We're very rich. We have entertainments whenever we want them. Now, with technology, you can take entertainment with you everywhere you go. Those kinds of things will trip us up and will choke out the seed. And then he speaks about the lampstand. And this is after the traditional ending of this reading. He says, "No one having lit a lamp covereth it with a vessel and putteth it under a bed, but places it on a lampstand." Well, that makes sense. You don't light a lamp so that the room remains dark. The seed, the Word of God, should not enter a soul so that it remains dark. You have a responsibility. If you say that you are a Christian, what you are saying is that you are going to live in a certain way. That you're going to value certain things. It's not just a title. It is a way of life. And so he's showing again how important it is to live according to the commandments. Because it doesn't make any sense to light a lamp and to hide it away. It doesn't make any sense to receive the Word of God, which all of us supposedly have, and not to have it bear fruit. It's an oxymoron. And the last thing that he says in explanation is important and terrifying. It's terrifying because he is indicating that if you are not following the Word of God, you don't even know it. And you're working for things that are going to perish and you don't know it. What does he say? He says, "Be taking heed how then you hear, for whosoever hath, it shall be given to him. But whosoever hath not, even that which he seemeth to have, shall be taken away from him." This should terrify us. It should scare you. Are you living according to the gospel? The humble man always questions himself about this. We have a new kind of un-Christianity, a semi-Christianity that says that you can be sure and that it's all about just what you think and what you say. But we know that Christianity is how you live in reaction to the seed being placed in our good ground. And so, this is important. Do you have anything that will be taken away? It appears to the sinners that they have things. They have prestige, they have happiness, they have money, they have friends, they have salvation. But it is an appearance. It's a phantom. And it will be taken away from them. This is very similar to that parable about the talents. The one who had the 5 and made them 10, he had later on that one talent that the person who had been given and hadn't done anything with it, he thought it was still his, he buried it in the ground. It was taken away from him and was given to the one who had 10. Brothers and sisters, the scripture is filled with exhortations. It's filled with consolation, but it's also filled with rebukes and things that should frighten us. And this should frighten you. You should investigate in yourself, much like the apostles who loved the Lord, all asking Him at the table, "Lord, is it I that will betray Thee?" Every single one of them asked, and yet they all loved Him. None of them had in any designed to have the Lord be arrested, except of course Judas. Judas didn't ask except at the end. But all the other ones asked. Why? Because they were humble about themselves. That's how we should be. Not neurotic, but humble. And if you don't understand the difference, it is understood through living, through accepting that we are weak and that we can shift from good to evil in a flash, in the blink of an eye. So we must always pursue good. And as the scripture says, avoid evil. May God help us to be this good ground by listening, attuning ourselves to the Lord speaking to us, because He does it all the time. Every moment, in fact, the Lord is speaking to us. How often do we hear Him? How often do we live our life with direction and with purpose? Moment by moment I'm speaking of. And we should be living with purpose moment by moment. So may God help us to be this good ground. To hear and to understand that much that is in the world is a complete phantom and will be taken away. The only thing that will not be taken away from you, brothers and sisters, is who you become. Either you become one of Christ's, or you become of the evil one. There is no other in between. So, I beg of you, hear the word of God, cultivate it in your hearts, and bear good fruit. Amen.